This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Evan and Tiki here on The Fan. Earlier start time, but it's us. It's just, you know, Tiki Barber, Evan Roberts, hanging out with you, doing our thing on a Black Monday, a Monday where, mercifully, the New York Jets season is over, the New York Giants season is over, we don't have to speculate about tanking and where draft picks will be, and we have some breaking news, which will cause us to no longer speculate about the Giant GM job.
Yeah, the Fan Focus is sponsored by Chef IQ, precision cooking, effortless results, chefiq.com. This, according to Ryan Dunleavy and Jordan Ronan, Joe Shane is officially being retained by the Giants as the general manager. Giants 4-13 this season, 22-55-1 with Joe Shane as the general manager of the Giants, but he is back. Again, this Fan Focus brought to you by Chef IQ.
That's a good thing, by the way.
It's a good thing?
I know people are upset about this, but it's a good thing.
Why is it a good thing?
Because you need some level of continuity with with all the changes that are about to start happening.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, if a year from now or I don't know, even 8 months from now, it's a different conversation because of who they hire as the head coach, that's fine. But you have to present that there is stability here. So when you come in as the, prospective head coach, it's not like everybody's packing up their bags
right.
And leaving the building.
Right.
That's when it gets really ugly, and it doesn't present a united front from an organizational standpoint. Head coaches need to see stability, and you can sell that with Joe Shane. You can sell it with his last two draft classes. You can sell it with the fact that the O-line has gotten better and that you have your quarterback, presumably, of the future. He's still got growth. You got some pieces to build upon. Tyrone Tracy had another 1,000-yard all-purpose season, which was fantastic, and really only the third person Giant in history to do it twice in their first 2 years.
And that doesn't include you.
It doesn't include. I didn't do jack until 4 years in.
No,
it's Saquon Barkley and Odell Beckham Jr. And so he joined a pretty exclusive company. So, I mean, that's not. And then Cam Scadaboo and then Brian Burns and Abdul Carter. Like, there are some pieces here that are interesting, but you have to have some sort of solid base to go forward with. And I think Joe Shane is part of that.
Now, before we get to your phone calls at 888-808-1019, yesterday after the Jets' embarrassing loss, Aaron Glenn was asked a lot of questions. He also died on the sword and took a lot of blame for this failed season. But Brian Costello loaded up with a very innocent but fair question, which is, why should Jet fans believe in you? Why should they have confidence that you're the guy to turn it around? Here was Aaron Glenn's answer.
It got to be trust. It got to be faith. It does. And the thing is, like I said before, I've been here, done that. And I just know myself. Hopefully the fans know that. And I understand this season was not the way that everybody wanted to go. And I get that. But again, just don't let go of the rope. And just trust me. And I know it's hard to say. Just trust me and have faith in what we're doing.
Listen,
that's what I just said.
Yeah,
that hope and faith, man.
That is not a strategy. I mean, I guess it is if you're running for president.
Hope and faith.
But that, like, that's what when someone on social media with an egg picture says, "Hey, I'm reporting to you that you know the Yankees are about to acquire so and so," and you say, "Who are your sources?" The joke answer is, "Trust me, bro." That's the like, "Yeah, just trust me, bro." That answer by Coach Glenn was a trust me, bro answer.
Right.
He couldn't point to anything other than I've done it before. Well, no, you haven't done it before. You've been a coordinator before.
Right.
You've never done this before.
Yeah.
You're not a head coach that turns a franchise around.
You've been a part of an organization that has done this before, but you haven't been responsible for that. You've been a part of it, but not the one in charge of it. And that's a different responsibility when you're in charge. I mean, faith is great, but that's also believing in something that you can't see.
Right.
And or have no evidence of, but you trust it because someone says it.
And that's what he told us. Like he, and this is tough for me because I'm the same guy who's saying, look, I don't want to fire the guy after 1 year, but I also want to call it like it is. When he was asked why we should believe in him, his answer, if I'm going to paraphrase it, is, trust me, bro. That was his answer.
Right.
Just trust me, bro. I got this. We'll figure it out. And let's get to your calls. 888-808-1019, the number. Let us kick it off with Eric in Rivervale. What's up, Eric?
Jakey, what's going on, boys?
All's good, Eric.
It's going to take some getting used to the new spot, but happy to hear you guys here in the new spot and wishing you all the best.
Appreciate you. Thanks for hopping on.
The Jets. Absolutely, guys. I completely agree with where you're at. I mean, like, I understand all the reasons to fire Glenn.
Yeah.
But I don't like any of the alternatives. And so let's move on from there. What is the solution? And obviously the Jets' biggest question mark is quarterback. And I am all over the place with what they are going to do, should do, what Muji's going to do. I mean, Muji has the opportunity to literally redefine this organization for the better part of the next decade.
Right.
And, you know, the question is, what do we do at quarterback? There's a lot of different avenues. I hear all the talk on Malik Willis, or is it Mac Jones as far as a bridge quarterback? I hate that idea. Is it Dante Moore? Does he come out? I think that that's probably the way I would want to go as a fan, just because I don't want another season of rebuilding. Like, Glenn's not going anywhere. So now the question is, the biggest hole for the Jets is quarterback.
Oh, no doubt.
And obviously a defense that's absolutely abysmal, but, you know, that's something he'll have to address. But the quarterback is the big question. So as a Jets fan, I was really curious. I mean, what do you want? I mean, obviously, Burrow's another one. I don't know if he's retiring.
I'll tell you what I want. And I want to give credit to two people who didn't even talk to each other about this, but they said something at the exact same time, and I decided to put it together into a sandwich. Greg Giannotti, who does mornings. Good to see him. I haven't seen him in like 5 months. And Tiki Barber, who now works with me at 10 a.m.
Yes.
Tiki Barber was going on about what Tom Brady and the Raiders could do. This dream Raider coaching staff. And I'm like, wow, this is really interesting. Simultaneously, I'm listening to our guys in the morning, and Gio's like, hey, do you think there's any way Tom Brady calls Peyton Manning and says, hey, Peyton, I got these big plans. Do they like
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Each other?
Yeah, they're like friendly rivals.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're friendly rivals.
Okay.
They're like frenemies. And says, hey, can you convince Arch to come out? Like, this is going to be a perfect spot for him. And so I'm hearing Gio say that, and I'm hearing you talk about the dream coaching staff, and I'm like, yes! Can you get Arch to come out, get drafted by the Raiders, and then we take our chances with the big geek, Fernando Mendoza? Mm. That would be what I would want.
That would work for you.
Yeah.
I mean, but it would be awesome for the Raiders.
It would
I
be.
Mean, they might have to get a reality television show around that. I'm serious. Tom Brady... Both the Mannings will be over there involved in some way. I'm talking about Peyton and Eli. Arch is there. You got Dave's there. You got Raheem Morris, all these recently fired head coaches, and a controversial now head coach in Brian Flores. Only controversial because he's suing the league still.
Yeah,
and
just that.
And it's the Raiders in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
What the hell could go wrong?
Nothing.
That actually sounds awesome.
And it would lead to us getting the guy that my naive eyes tells me is the guy with the best chance to be a star in this league.
Yeah.
But if that doesn't happen, and it's not... My gut feeling is to let this process play out, but I would like a quarterback in the first two rounds that I can at least evaluate.
First two rounds?
Yeah, well, one of them in the first two rounds. Like, my point is, I'm learning from you. I learned from you, Dad. The New York Giants last year kind of perfected it, right? You drafted the best available player at three in Abdul Carter, who, by the way, finished the season incredibly strong.
Right, finished second on the team in sacks.
And then you got your rookie quarterback later in the first round. Well, unlike the Giants, I don't have to trade up. I'm picking 16. So the idea would be...
That's the Colts, right?
That would be the Indy pick, yes. The Sauce Gardner trade is that maybe I can eat my cake and have it too. As the idiom says.
No. Have my cake and eat it, too.
I thought I said it right.
You said it the other way.
Ah.
How are you going to eat the cake before you have it, bro?
That's true. All right, the cake and the eating, and I'm fat. You know?
But you're already thrown off. We got news about a half an hour ago. Trinidad Chambliss doing a waiver to go back to Ole Miss for one more year.
Oh.
That's a disappointment. I was impressed by that kid.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not sure if he would have been.
It makes sense because he only started one season at Ole Miss.
Yeah, I get you. And also, because we're so impressed and we're saying on the radio, oh boy, he could be a first or second round pick, doesn't mean after evaluations that would actually happen.
That's a good point.
Especially because of his lack of experience.
Right.
But I think to answer his question in a long-winded way, we got to see who declares. Like, is Dante Moore going into the draft? We don't even know that yet.
Right. I mean, I would guess that if Oregon doesn't win and they still have this really good core of players, why not go back and try it again?
Because you will probably get picked number two in the NFL draft, and there's no guarantee that'll happen a year from now.
It's almost certain it won't happen a year from now.
So if it's certain it's not going to happen, I think the easy answer would be because your draft stock is better today than it'll probably be next year.
Right, and you make more money when you get drafted higher.
Yeah. Correct.
Does have that Nike NIL money.
But it's still, that's
true. I forgot Oregon and Nike are tied.
But keep this in mind, and this is where I think everyone's missing out. That's temporary money. That's for a year.
I agree.
Eventually, the goal is to be in the NFL. And if your best chance at being picked high comes now, why risk that? You could also get hurt. You could have a bad year. Like, there's a lot of negatives that come along with it, which is why, as I sit here today, just a prediction using logic, I would assume he comes out.
Yeah.
I'd assume it, but we'll see.
And there's also another potential veteran option we found out just a little while ago. Russell Wilson apparently tore his hamstring before the Dallas game and played those two games through that.
What is that?
Yeah, Russell Wilson has met the media, clean out the locker day, and he grade two tore his hamstring the Friday before the Dallas game, and that kind of led to why he was benched after the Chief game.
That's interesting. What does that have to do?
That's what Russell Wilson is telling the world today.
Why is that relevant now?
Because he's trying to get his stock up this offseason.
Oh, so that's why you brought him up in comparison to the Jets?
Well, because he's going
to
be a veteran.
With the Jets.
He's going to be a veteran quarterback available if you don't draft one.
Yeah,
and he's already painting the picture of what went wrong.
No, I was hurt last year. No, that's the reason why. Even though I lost the job in camp, but Dave's gave it to me anyway.
Yeah. Thank you for that, Sean. But I'll pass on that one. Let's go to Scott in East Brunswick. What's up, Scott?
What's up, fellas? Welcome back to the time slot for both of you.
Thank you, brother.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well.
Thank you, man. What's up?
Guys, I'm going to go with three real quick points about the Jets. Evan, I'm with you on everything. I'm also going to bring up something you brought up without Kiki last week. First, guys, you have to keep Aaron Glenn. It's 15 years since Evan and Joe were coming back from Pittsburgh with nothing. I say it every time I call, guys. And Tiki, I agree with you. Hope isn't a strategy. I hear it. I agree. But there's been no hope for 15 years.
Right.
This was not a quick rebuild. This was rot from the highest levels at ownership. This wasn't a one-time deal. Let's be realistic. Aaron Glenn had a horrible year. Special teams improved. I'm going to take that because it's been a long time. But can I tell you something? Same thing his mentor, Bill Parcells, faced in 1983. They could have got rid of him for Howard Schnellenberger. But you said it, guys. Who's going to take this job? No one wanted this job last year, and now you don't have Aaron. You don't have Sauce, and they traded their guys. Point two, Evan, you're totally right. And Tiki, I disagree with you on this.
Go ahead.
They had to get Aaron Rodgers, get rid of him. What would they have won? Six games this year, all about Aaron Rodgers? The culture, the rot, the clown show that we've saw? I wouldn't want that.
Yeah, it was a distraction. I didn't necessarily disagree with Evan on that. I just felt like you knew you didn't have a quarterback this year. So, and you were going to have to move on from whoever the quarterback was, mm-hmm. and you knew this after 3 weeks. That might as well have been Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, here's why. Looking at what ended up happening, which I think we have now all in favor of, when the season began, did any of us think the New York Jets would blow it up midseason? Did any of us think that?
No, but I think I did believe that the Justin Fields experiment was not going to work.
Agree with you. And it didn't work. It, to me, was worth the gamble, but that's neither here nor there. Did you ever see a scenario where they were going to trade Sauce and Quinnen and get back nearly the package they got back?
No, not even.
The answer is no, right?
No,
even Sean, you're
I
very...
mean, they literally signed him before season started.
I get it.
With Sauce, yeah. I mean. Not Quinnen. But Sauce, they just signed him.
I agree. I was stunned by it. Would you agree, as negative as you may have been about the Jets' success this year, did you ever think of a scenario where they were going to take those two players and trade them away?
No, and never in a million years would I have pictured Sauce getting that kind of package back.
Right. Well, that's even besides the point. It turned out to be a very, very extensive package. If Aaron Rodgers was here, even if the results were the same, I don't know if they ever would have done that. I don't know if that happens. And
right. So the positioning that you now sit at with five first-round picks in the next 2 years justifies moving on from Aaron Rodgers.
Well, here's what it does.
Because it ultimately led, it was the first domino to fall that led to, all right, we're not tanking, but let's call it that. We're tanking the season. We're going to get rid of our best defensive players and let them go play. By the way, Quinnen's been fantastic in Dallas.
Right.
Sauce not so much in Indianapolis.
Doesn't play, got hurt.
Got hurt, but doesn't matter. I mean, it got you back. A return that lets you repopulate with some really high draft picks.
Well, and also, think about it this way, and this is really where it hit me. So over the weekend, even before they got blown out by Buffalo, I started pondering, is this the worst season in Jet history?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.